At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Good day. You are listening to a podcast. But this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this. What the? This is the podcast. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb. Ha-ha! The podcast starts. You better wear a helmet now.
All right, hello. Welcome, ready to a brand new episode of the podcast. I'm the host of this here podcast, the Ted Smith, greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
Beaming in from the desert, just a solo show today, MCTP. What's up, Pat?
Man, it's been a great day. We were talking before the show, but I went to Buffalo Wild Wings, played some golf. I'm feeling good. The news about Ozzy just, like, filled me with a lot of positive emotions. And so, just excited to see you and catch up.
Yeah. Cobb is on another adventure, I believe, to Canada. And we will, Matt and I will play a little fast and looser here today because we probably won't have emails. And I don't know. We're just going to talk for like half an hour. We'll get you an episode in. First, I do want to say a big thank you to everybody that came out to Bremerton last weekend, to Tracyton Movie House for the Men's Room World Tour. Awesome time, dude. We were there for 3 hours. I don't know if I sent you the picture. I mean, people were lined up for like half an hour to like, you know, get pictures with us in front of the step and repeat. Woodshed was playing.
Yeah, I saw that. It looked like a good time.
Yeah, it was really fun. All right, so here's a funny one, right? So Hunter sometimes uses that, like, I don't know. It's like a talk voice. Box? Yeah. All right. You know what it is.
Yeah.
So then Miles is up there doing a stager after a few beverages, and he's like, I want to try it. And, like, Hunter's like, dude, I wouldn't put my mouth on that. And he's just, like, sucking on it, trying to talk. And I'm like, dude. And Hunter just looks at me and goes, dude, that's in my mouth. Like, I wouldn't do that. That's gross. And I was like, that is kind of gross.
Yeah, dude. You don't put your mouth on another man's talk box.
Right? I don't know, man. I feel like we're crossing a line there.
I feel like the talk box community would be, like, up in arms about that. But it's such a small – most people are like, what? I don't know what you're talking about. But, like, talk box people, I'm sure, like, what is he doing?
Yeah, and like Hunter's just like, yeah, all right, go ahead. And he's like, he's really doing it. And I was like, yeah, man.
Like, 'cause you have to get it in your mouth. Like, it's not like a microphone where you stand back and it just it's in your mouth. Like, it's
right. I mean, it was like eventually I walked over and handed him one of our mics. I was like, just get away from Hunter's mic. This is gross. But no, super cool event. Cool space, met a lot of awesome people. Thanks. I acquired 3 more challenge coins, and then talked some really cool dudes, a couple military guys that were like, dude, not just the Men's Room, like the podcast keeps me going when I'm overseas. I'm like, oh, nice. So whenever people give me a little LARP on, I'm like, no shit. What's up, dude?
It's like 3 extra clicks, but it means the world.
It does. I told you at Camp Cash Bash, one guy hit me with it, and I was like, you got to be kidding me. Like, yeah. Awesome. Awesome. And then also, I drove over with Thrilling. So, Matt, it was chaos up here last weekend. I-5 northbound was completely shut down from the 90 interchange up to 45th.
Whoa.
Right? And then, like, some of the light rail was, like, service was stopped. Like, just all this stuff, right? Mariners game, Sounders game, Capitol Hill block party. So when we drove down around through Tacoma, but it was like earlier in the day, right? The event was 2 to 5. So he showed up super early, and a buddy of mine, thanks to Michael, he was like, go to this McLeod's like bar and barbecue place. Went in there. They had awesome food. I highly recommend it.
Wait,
But
did you
the
say it was in Marysville?
no, Bremerton.
Bremerton. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, McLeod's.
Yeah.
Like huge outdoor space and everything. I was like, this is awesome. But I was talking to the bartender and we're talking about going to Morgan Wallen, and she's like, I go to all the big country shows. And I was like, no kidding. She's like, you ever been to Stagecoach? And I was like, I haven't. And then, you know me. I mean, she's like, I go every year. And I go, well, I know you're down valley, but you ever head up valley, like Palm Desert or Palm Springs, you got to hit Sherman's. She's like, Sherman's? I'm like, yeah, it's this famous Jewish deli with this amazing dessert case. And she like whips out her phone. She's like, been there. I was like, oh, awesome. Just,
Yeah,
I love using down valley and up valley. Like, I just like, oh, I know the valley.
could see you just lighting up as soon as she mentioned it. You're just like, here it comes. I'm gonna throw Down Valley or Up Valley and Sherman's into this conversation. Get ready.
Correct. Correct. I can't wait. I'm just like chomping at the bit. And then, right. So keep in mind, this is like 1 p.m. It's a big bar, and there was a ton going on in Bremerton, right? They had like all this stuff. So like there's nobody at the bar besides the three of us. And then I also said, and don't forget, get a date shake. She's like, what? And then even like Thrill and his wife, by the way, take out her name, my bad.
Okay, yeah.
They're like, a date shake? And I'm like, well, yeah, the Coachella Valley is one of the highest producers of dates in the country, if not the world. So you get a date shake. And they're all like, oh, all right. We thought you were like telling her to go on a date and get a milkshake. I'm like, no. And then I backed it up with, it's like when you break fast during Ramadan. And like Thrill's like, that is not a good reference point, man. Like nobody's gonna, that's too deep. And I was like, yeah, you're right. But I don't know how else to reference dates.
Yeah. I mean, they're not that on a lot of people's radars, I think. You know, and it's such a colloquial term with other meanings. So, yeah, I could see the confusion, but it's like if you've been down here, you should know what a date shake is. And you should know Lappert's has the best one.
Yeah, Cobb.
Save our listeners some time and hassle with that. Lappert's.
Also, what is the name of the breakfast place we went to?
Keaties.
Keaty's. All right. I can never remember that one. But yeah. And then I told her, I was like, oh, yeah, you got to go down Paseo and see all the shops. I mean,
Yeah.
I'm giving it the full sell.
Dude, every city we went to in Europe had like a big street, you know, a big fashion street. And they all just were like El Paseo in older buildings. And I was like, dude, we
Yeah.
literally walk to this like all the time. Like, it was underwhelming every time. I was just like, yeah, we got Louis Vuitton. So what? Like,
Yeah,
cool,
right. I
London.
mean, boy, London. I know. I still think I'm the only one with that sweatshirt. Yeah, right. I mean, there's Fifth Avenue in New York City. There's what, the Miracle Mile in Chicago, but yeah, that one, the Paseo is just so concentrated, like, and it has everything. I do
Yeah.
want to go to that Tommy Bahama shop, though, and eating there up on that roof. That looked kind of awesome.
Yeah, that's better in the colder months because I love the crab bisque.
Yeah,
When you
sitting down
come
to
down
100.
for college football at some point, then that'll be bisque weather and we'll go to Tommy Bahamas.
You're right. If it's 110, like, ooh, I could go for a bowl of bisque.
Yeah. No thanks.
That is pretty funny. Yeah, but anyhow, everybody that came out traced in a movie house, super awesome. And yeah, I was talking, yeah, at either way, there's some people I recognize, a lot of people I didn't. I was just like, man, this is a great event. And it was freaking packed, dude. It was unreal.
Dude, that's a long ass world tour you guys have going.
Yeah, I know. Well, then we just announced the 20th anniversary party on September 6th at the Black Raven
Oh.
Brewery. Dude, it's just that time of year. I hit up Barnsey today and I'm like, we're due for a beer or a cup of coffee. Plus, we live too close. And I was like, I know how busy you stay in the summer. He's like, fair. He's like, you stay pretty busy too. And I'm like, yeah. Like, I don't think
put
I have
this on me, man.
Right? Basically, and I was like, all right, fair point. He's like, where you been? Like, yep. And even my neighbor, I saw him the other day. He's like, where you been? I was like, I was gone for a week and then this or that. Like, just like, yep, I'm on it.
It flies by, man.
Yeah. Well, it's still awesome to me that, like, you're in the opposite. Like, right? You're like in the dead of winter, except it's like your dead season and it's just too hot.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so slow. Like, it's crazy, but it's so nice in its own way. And I can't believe it's almost August already. Like, it's flown by. Granted, I was in Europe for 2 weeks, but like, yeah, it's polar opposite to most places, and I kind of like it that way.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have some trips planned. So that might have to be a quick, like, Friday, like, fly down, like, a Friday after work and come back Sunday. But, like, I definitely want to get down there this fall and watch some ball with you and Carson.
Oh, yeah. We'd love for that to happen. Tyler's already talking about dips again.
So, all right. I was going to say, I hate to be this person, and I'm in Seattle, where the weather has been lovely, right? We've had, like, two 90-degree days. Like, tomorrow's going to be hot. It's going to be, like, 85, right? So I can't complain about the weather, but, right, like, I got most of my summertime, like, festivals or parties done. I got big, you know, Morgan Wallen concert this weekend, and then it's, like, Seafair, Frank's birthday, and like, but I'm like, once Seafair's done, I'm like, all right, let's see some preseason football or something. Your boy is jonesing,
dude. I'm so amped for football, and like, yeah, it's crazy how the NFL has like made it a year round league. And granted, the Hawks are always like relevant and decent, and they do a good job, and I get excited, but I mean, I was freaking out about those rookies signing the second rounders, and then, yeah, you know, the Noah Fant news, and I'm like, I'm fucking jacked and ready. And the other day I was like, I just listened to a podcast about one of those two topics, and then Tyler's like, when does football start? And I was like, what? She's like, I'm ready for dips. That Greek dip is great in hot weather. And she's just thinking about dips, but she knows, like, if she wanted, you know, to associate it with football season. And yeah, I was pretty hyped when she's like, when's football season start? Like, oh, you want to hear about Nick Emenwori? Like, no, she doesn't. She wants to make that Greek dip.
Yeah. Well, I was telling my buddy's wife the other day, we went out on like a Friday evening, and like, this place up the street was having like their big street festival. So like, the, you know, there's a big driveway out front, or, you know, like, beer garden and everything. Anyhow, I was talking to her, and she's like, I was like, I know you like fall too. She's like, yeah, I don't like football. And I was like, yeah, no worries. I was like, even without football, like, I'm still like, let's put on a sweater and get a hot cup of cocoa and sip on fire.
Yeah. I mean, if we weren't football junkies, there's some great Sundays in fall. Like, yeah, I just think about being in relationships and going and doing some of those fall things, you know, if the Seahawks are playing on a Monday or whatever. And they're super legit. Like, I also just really love football, and like, you can watch football and have a fall Sunday, you know, but like, if you're not into football, fall Sundays still kick ass.
Yeah. I mean, I do it every year, right? There will be a Sunday in like October where like the Hawks aren't playing, as they played Thursday or Monday night, or they're playing a 10 a.m. game, where I'll be like, all right, boys, this is your Sunday to get to the pumpkin patch.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Like, you could work around it and still get in all the games.
Right. Right. I got to look at the schedule already, because it's already out, and be like, babe, we got this Sunday, this Sunday, this Sunday. Like, so there's always a few, and but they vary throughout the season. So it's like, all right, we'll go do the hot pumpkin thing there. We got a free one in December for some Christmas shit that you want to do, and like, we can plan this out.
Yeah, and I mean, not to blatantly plug my Xfinity cable, but yeah, the app's great. I mean, I've definitely been at a Target in the fall. So I'm like, are you watching Red Zone? Like, I am. what score are you looking for?
I got you, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, last year when I drove up to Glacier, right by at the bottom of what's it, Mount Baker, like when I was driving home, like I'm not watching it as I'm driving, but it was a Sunday afternoon. The Hawks weren't playing until 1:15. I just had Red Zone on in the car, just listening, like, dope.
Yeah. Oh, that's. I feel like just the audio feed of Red Zone would be really cool. Like, because one game at a time on the radio, shout out Steve Vrabel, you do an amazing job. But it can be a little slow just on one game, but just having all that action, like Hanson does a great job with the, updates and everything. I feel like you could follow along pretty well, even if you're not watching.
Yeah, exactly. And it's the truth. It got me through because like that was a long drive back down. I was like, damn it.
Yeah.
All right. So the main thing I was gonna get to today, right? We had our question of the day today. I'll ask you because frankly, we talked so much about Ozzy and we're playing so many songs, we didn't take too many phone calls. But Ozzy, obviously, inspiration to ton of musicians and this and that, right? I mean, the guy basically Black Sabbath to me kind of invented metal music, right? There's two ways you could have gone. Zeppelin or like tougher, kind of more metal Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
So big inspiration. So like what and I this is a serious question. I probably should have given you a heads up, but like who's somebody for you, right? Was it coach, dad, mom? There's gotta be somebody who kind of inspired you to do some stuff. Or it could be multiple people.
Yeah, no, I mean there's a lot. And as far as Ozzy goes, like I've dedicated most of my adult life to heavy music and doing whatever the f I want. And he's a legend on both fronts there. So like he is very high up on the list. I mean, more personally, like, my dad's always been a big role model of mine for, the way he treated people and handled stress. My mom was a huge inspiration for my fitness stuff and made sure that I stayed active as a kid, which like as a mom, that's a lot of driving to practice and this and that, and driving me down to the beach for junior lifeguards and stuff. So, yeah, and I had a great hockey coach when I was in Manhattan Beach that, I was really good friends with his son, and we would, drive around afterwards and get food at different spots. And, yeah, he really had a big impact in my early years. Like those are, the three that I think of probably the most fondly, with my own parents and then, yeah, my hockey coach Jimmy, that I think they did a draft, like the coaches, and he made sure to get me every season, and like we played year round, so it was four seasons per year, and I swear, like 3 years there is just like me, him, and his son Vinny just living life and just being kids and just having a great time talking hockey and talking chicks. So, yeah. What about
I mean,
you? You were there with Coach Wooten, right? Like,
yeah, so Morgan Wooten, obviously a big one for me, right? The winningest high school coach, basketball high school coach of all time. And then, yeah, I mean, that year I spent being a manager for him and keeping score. Like I would work his camps in the summertime and stuff. And just the way Coach Wooten dealt with people, like, and everybody coaches different, but like he wasn't a yeller and a screamer, but still got the max out of his players and, always kind of treated the boys, equally and, everybody got respect and yeah, I just always really respected the way he conducted himself and I learned a lot from him. It's like you don't have to coach this way or another way. You just got to be effective and just get people to want to play for it. It taught me a lot about leadership. And I get in trouble sometimes. So I tell people man, these leadership classes can and they're good for some people, but sometimes I was like, it's bullshit. Like not everybody's gonna be a leader. Some people know how to rally the troops up and they'll follow you. And some people, I think in our world we get too confused with like not everybody that's a boss is a leader, right? Like I'll listen to you because you're in charge of my, whatever I'm doing at work, but it's like there's other guys where you're just like, ooh, I'll follow that guy to the end, into battle, to paraphrase.
Yeah, that's a good point, 'cause like I think sometimes about the different leadership styles. You know, like I'm not really like a big rah-rah coach, you know, like in the gym. I'm not, you know, I'm very like direct and kind of chill and more laid back. And you know, that's kind of how Jimmy was, and that's how other, you know, like there's just like I always think of Ben Stiller in Heavyweights or Dodgeball, where he played the exact same character. Like, I'm so not that.
I think too, I was talking to my buddy about this the other day, as he was talking about his daughter, one of her sports things, helping out. And I said, like, at the end of the day, in my mind, no team is built on the coach and staff alone, right? Like, you need those other people on the team to be there to pick up the slack, you know, and you know, pull somebody aside and be like, let's work on this. Or to maybe be a little more tough and be like, stop cheating that drill. You know, like we got to get this done.
Yeah, no, picking your spots, you know, as a leader is a tricky thing, 'cause you don't want to micromanage and be up their ass about every little thing. That's kind of discouraging for most people.
Correct.
And but you know, you want to make sure that you guide them in a helpful direction. And yeah, I mean, yeah, I feel like I've had a lot of great leaders above me. Like, I think about our boy VD. Like,
Good
I was
call.
a f***ing champion, you
Yeah,
know?
everybody goes to him. Everybody listens to him.
And you know, Castle was always just an awesome dude. He was always very helpful, a little bit more hands off, because I just where I was positioned in the company. But like, you know, there's a couple times where I went to him and I was like terrified, you know, like he's gonna think I'm an idiot, or he's gonna think I'm not worthy, you know, like he's gonna be on it. And he was just like always so cool and helpful. So yeah, I mean, obviously, like you've been someone I've leaned on a lot over the years and grown closest with from that, you know, experience. And yeah, it's just I feel very blessed for the amount of like awesome people that have kind of lit the path a little bit for me.
Well, and right, you and Cobb are obviously good influences on me too for other stuff as well. But I mean, even just seeing what you're doing down there now, and I told you, just talking to that one client of yours, I was like, Matt, this guy doesn't like you just because you like help him stay in shape. I was like, this guy just likes you, man.
Yeah, he's a cool dude. Yeah.
Guy's a legend in my mind.
Yeah. I was talking about him today when I was playing with another staff member. And it's a guy that works in the pro shop. So I was like, I know you know him. It's like, this guy will definitely be in the pro shop making some things clear. Yeah. So.
The way, is your buddy, so the guy you're with today, does he know that like all the golf influencers always shit on the pro shop guy?
That's a good question.
It's like they're all mean, and like I
Yeah.
get their skits and they're kind of joking around, but it's like, oh, the pro shop guy catches it.
Yeah. I think they do catch it, for sure. And some of that seems to be a little bit more with public courses. In the
All right.
private setting, it's a little bit different, but I'm sure he is, because he's more obsessed with golf than me. So I know his Instagram algorithm looks a lot like mine. So he's seen those same skits.
You seen Fat Perez lately? He's on it, man. I mean, I think he'll always be a little bit of a bigger guy, but he's definitely dropping some LBs. And it's like, oh, what did somebody put? Skinny Perez could be a weapon.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, he's got a big match coming up, right?
Think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta pay more attention. You know what? I don't, for some reason, I don't click on his enough. I'm always watching Feed Bob and like all of them together, but I need to interact with his page more so it shows up more.
Yeah.
But God forbid Britney Spears does a dance in Knives. It's right there at the top of my feed. Let's go ahead and give that a like. That and what's the other girl I follow? Juicy or Juicy Jolly or Jolly Juicy? it's just a white woman with ridiculous butt and fake ones. And it's just like, it's always her just walking down the street. It's like, if you saw me, what would you do? And I'm like, why? I gotta stop interacting with this page too much.
I'm kind of sad when Elon took over Twitter, like the OnlyFans girls were just everywhere. And that seems to have tapered off. Like, I mean, I wasn't liking them or whatever, but you know what I mean? It's like, dude, this used to be like a quarter of my feed. Like, there was a week or two there right after Elon took over that like it was just hot chicks all the time.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is like insane. And I thought it would level out, but it seems like they're just completely gone now.
Yeah, I still follow a couple of them. I have to remind myself sometimes. I'm like, why am I following this person? I'm like, oh, well, there's her boobs.
There you go. Yep.
Yep.
Two reasons.
That adds up. I mean, my search page is still the same thing it's always been. It's like blonde women, big boobs, some food sprinkled in, and then sports stuff.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. My Instagram feed's fun because it's all fitness related. And like, it's generally like, it's pretty impressive because it's not a lot of quote unquote fitness influencers. It's like fitness coaches, like, people that really know what they're talking about, guys and girls, but like the girls are still in yoga pants looking good and you know, they're not afraid to wear bright colors and tight fit, you know, they're like they know the attention game is being played online. But there's
Right.
a like there's real value in it for me. And you know, they're I get stoked when I see some of that stuff, like because I think a lot of influencers are peddling garbage, you know, approaches. And so
Yeah.
seeing the real coaches, it's like I respect you too. I'm actually here to learn, and you know, like this is just a cool platonic thing, but I can't not notice that those bright red yoga pants are very form-fitting.
Correct. Right? It's just like, all right. Like, I don't know. See, it still is what it is, right? I'm just like, all right. It doesn't hurt.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about it a million times, but it's like, it's a nice, the gym's a nicer place because girls are in there working out. You don't need to like be creepy about it, stare or what it like, it, you can't not notice them and catch enough glances to keep yourself motivated. And it's a nice time because of it. And so I, you know, it seems like there's creeps and then there's people like, don't even look at them. And it's like, there's a little balance in there where, like, ah, get yourself fired up. You know, there's a hot chick over there on the Stairmaster. Like, don't crank your neck, but like, you saw her when you walked in. Now you're done with your warm up. Like, get after it.
I like Joey Swole sometimes calls out girls where he's like, this isn't a lift. Like, you're just doing this for attention and being creepy. Like, don't do that in the gym either.
Right. Yeah, I'm here to tell the fellas how to behave. But yeah, definitely some girls go overboard with it and like yeah, don't get mad when you get some attention when you're clearly, you know, peacocking around.
Dude, I fell into following this other guy too that's like teaches bodybuilders how to pose.
Okay.
But half of his videos are just him in his car being like, all right, we got to get ready to work out. And he'll just have like a board with like protein, some veggies, and then he's always dumping sweet and low and salt on it. And he's like, I know there's stuff in the sweet and low is going to kill me. I don't care. There's 0 calories. And then he like hits a joint, like eats it. And he's like, all right, let's go get strong.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I don't know who this guy is. He is wild.
That's awesome. I mean, a lot of those guys like are not, plenty of them are single, right? Like, first of all.
Yeah.
And so it's just like you'd be amazed with some salt, some pepper, some hot sauce, and yeah, sugar-free alternative can get you to handle. Like, that's very macro focused, not getting all the different flavor profiles in each bite.
Yeah, well, I also just love him because he's just always ripping a joint either before or after. I'm just like, I like this guy. Like,
I love it. I
yeah.
love the energy drinks too. just crushing.
Oh, yeah.
The one called C4.
He loves those two. Dude, he's like doing spoonfuls of pre-workout and like shotgunning C4s. Like, I don't think he drinks alcohol, but he's pretty honest. Like, I know some of this stuff's probably bad for me in the long run. This is just what I do.
There's a segment of them that smoke Marb Reds. They're just crushing pre-workout and smoking Marb Reds. And they just look jacked. Like,
have you seen that dude? Right. Have you seen that guy? He's got to be in his early 20s. He's pretty, I mean, he's yoked. His thing is always like, yeah, I don't know. I was at the gym today. You know how you stay trim? And he's like, you smoke darts and you drink. Like, so he's just like doing shots of tequila. He's like zero carbs, this and that. And I'm like, yours seems like it's, this isn't going to keep going. Like, bodybuilder guy, it's like sweet and low energy drinks out here, but like, you're just getting hammered.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem sustainable.
Yeah. I mean, be wary of 25-year-olds telling you about what fitness is about.
Right? And then because I follow that bodybuilder guy, I keep getting videos where it's just like massive dudes talking about how much gear they take. I'm like, I don't even know enough about steroids. Like, I'm completely lost. But I find myself enthralled. Like, it seems like a lot. And like the host's like, that's a lot of gear. And he's like, yeah, man, but we were working out with this guy or that guy, and he's so much bigger.
I think I saw that clip.
I had to get big. What's that?
I think I saw that clip.
Yeah. It's just two of them that are just like massive.
And I do like the honesty about steroid use that's propagating around the internet. Like, I got mad respect for those dudes, and like, dudes that take gear also work like monsters in the gym.
Like, yeah,
they're still putting in the work, trust me. So yeah, but for a while there, you know, there, everybody was like, there was this like shame on it or something, and so people would be secretive about it, and then that would give unrealistic expectations to other people that are earlier in their journeys. And I think it's cool that there's some honesty getting through on that side of things.
Yeah, even with the pre-workout stuff, I saw a video and it's this girl's like, how do you rave without drugs or alcohol? Same thing, she's just scooping dry pre-workout. I was like, all right, so we still need a little something.
Yeah. That's so funny.
I won't lie, I never drink energy drinks anymore. But like in May, and then like when I take my weekends off of booze, like I don't know how to explain it, but then every Saturday I'm like, you know what? I think I could go for a Celsius.
Okay. I'm upset that Bang kind of like lost its market share. Bang was my favorite. Like, all right. That was 300 milligrams. It was like rainbow unicorn, and I liked the purple haze grape one. But they're just harder to find now, and a lot of times it'll just be like three flavors at a place instead of like it used to be two shelves worth of all these crazy flavors, and Celsius was kind of the one that took over.
Yeah, yeah, you can get that anywhere, and I'm just like,
did the Flo Rida press like help them? I feel like that propelled them to be everywhere even more.
And I look, I'm an idiot. I don't know why. For some reason, I was just like, well, this one seems healthier. And then I read something. It's like, it's not.
It's not.
Just has this, it has this stereotype that it's like a healthy alternative to regular energy drinks. I'm like, oh, I'll drink this. And then it's like, well, I'm not drinking them all the time. And I'm like, I'm cutting out, you know, thousands of calories and out of a poison for a weekend. It's like, we're getting a couple Celsius.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, you eat a couple edibles and then it's the afternoon. It's like, well, we got to pep this back up.
Yeah, no, that's a fun combo. Weed and energy drinks and lifting weights is just like, it's so fun. Like,
yeah. All right, one more stupid thing. So told you my buddy Rob and I were big on the zone 2 walks and stuff. So now we're doing like 3 miles in the morning. And we keep a pretty good pace. But then we always go over to this fancy bakery in my neighborhood to get coffee. And Matt, they have ice cold self-serve tap of bubble water.
Oh.
Right. So like today, like, I don't know. I still had a hoodie on. I still wear like a long sleeve Under Armour underneath. So like I'm getting a good sweat. And every time, and like today, I poured it, I took a sip, and I go, the best part, he goes, you don't have to say it. You say it every time. You know, the best part about this is the cold seltzer water for free on the tap.
Oh, that's so fun. Yeah, there was a place in Austin that did that right by the hotel for Cobb's wedding.
Yeah, because Saturday I was like, dude, can we go get a real coffee? And you were like, yeah. And then you're like, look. And I was like, dope. Let's drink
That's
some.
right. Yeah, that was the first place I saw it, and maybe the only. But it was, yeah, I still remember that place. I don't remember the coffee. I think it was good. I think Tyler ordered some to the house. But yeah, free soda water on tap. You're my favorite coffee shop now.
Yeah, there's like a beer and wine. It's kind of fancy place, like I don't know, like 15 minutes from my house. So like it's not the kind of bar I would hang out in all the time, but they have their own seltzer water on tap. So I'm like, well, we should go up there and at least get two beers and a glass of water. Well, Cobb's not here, so we don't have emails. So let's check in with what's Matt.
Hey, what's good? What's Matt?
Whoa. Before we get to what's Matt needs,
hey, what's good? What's Matt?
Whoa.
Check out what's Matt.
Hey, what's good? What's Matt?
Whoa.
Before we get to what's Matt needs,
hey, what's good? What's Matt?
Whoa.
Check out what's Matt.
All right. Yeah, Saturday I had a couple clients in the morning. And then we drove up to Idlewild, which is this little mountain
Nice.
town. It's an hour up the hill from me. Which is crazy, like, because I always, like, when I was, especially when I was living in Ballard or Fremont, like, to get to the mountains was an hour or more in Seattle, like depending on traffic, you know, like I still got that right here. It's crazy. I felt a little bad because it wasn't even that hot down here. The temp's been really nice. Knock on wood, but the yeah, like we went up, walked around the town a little bit. I think Tyler got a new hat. I don't remember getting anything else. The donut place was closed. And then we had a picnic at this little park, which was
Nice.
also like campgrounds. And there was like this big meadow. And then there was this big ass tree that we they had two picnic tables under it. And we kind of like scoped the place out, and there's people at the picnic table. And then we went and got our stuff from the car. By the time we got back, those people were gone. So those were our picnic tables.
Nice.
And yeah, just had some chomps. Some Tyler really went all out because she's like, hey, you want to run up to Idlewild? And you know, and she's like, oh yeah, let's have a picnic. And next thing you know, like there's two coolers. One of them is pretty goddamn heavy. And I'm like, what did you get us into? Like, I gotta carry this from the car. It's like 200 yards or something. Like, and then get there and start opening it up. Like, all right, this is pretty cool. It's nice to have all this stuff. And so, I think we had some hop waters there. We had some rig soda waters. And you know, we both read. We're both in the middle of some books right now. And just had a nice, like, relaxing afternoon in the woods. Like, it's wild, you know? It's like you're just looking out under through the we're lying under the tree on the blanket and looking up through the branches and the leaves and the way the sun comes through it, and there's some clouds, and like just getting a little high and looking up at the sky is just a I don't know. I think it's a good thing to do from time to time.
Yeah, I mean, laying in the grass, especially out somewhere like that, or you're out in nature, like it's dope.
Yeah, and like let's be real. All the grass here in the desert is like, you know, n not it's not the same. It doesn't belong here. And so like getting up in some real grass, I call it, is awesome. And all the, you know, different trees, like it's just crazy. It literally is like akin to like almost like a Leavenworth, like a smaller Leavenworth, I would say. Like the
All right.
downtown stretch is just like built for tourism. It doesn't have the Bavarian theme, but like cute shops, and you could just walk around and places to eat. And then yeah, we hit all that up, and then just went over and sat in the woods for a little while, had a little picnic, and it was a great time. And then Sunday we played golf at the place I work, and that was fun. I shot an 88, and I just love golf. Like, I also played golf yesterday. I also played golf today. This is a world-class golf course, and I just can't believe I'm out there every single time, you know? And it's just the coolest. There's insane views. It's right in the mountains, and like, I don't like, I feel like I know my way around the course now. I know like what the greens, I just have that like, I've played it so many times that I know all the holes by heart. I know the different spots I can get in trouble. I know how sections of the greens break, and you know, like, oh, it's probably gonna break down the mountain. We're on a mountain. Like, what do you don't need to read the green. You just look at the mountain and go, okay, it's gonna break that way a little bit. Like, yeah, it's a trip, but always good to get out there with Tyler, and she played really well. And yeah, it's you know, it's been, God, I don't want to talk about the weather because it's like I don't want to jinx it. But the last 2 days, I think when we finished on Sunday, it was like maybe 100 or 101 or something. It might have been 99. And then to yesterday was like 97, and today was like 93 when I got back in my car. Granted, I parked my car in the shade, so it might be a couple degrees hotter, but like playing this course under 100 degrees to me is like just a big victory. Like, 'cause I'm out there when it's 115 too. You know
I was
what I
gonna
mean?
say, what was it like, high 70s, 80s? And you guys were like, I'm not getting in the pool. It's cold out today.
It's different, right? Like, even then you're like, it could be, you know, I can handle another 10 degrees right now, right? Like, you weren't sweating at 85 down here. So yeah, like playing golf, you know, where the high is 95 down here, to me is nothing. And you know, but I'm always ready to play in 110, you know, but when it's under 100, it's really nice. It's really fun. And so, yeah, just enjoying the weather. Like I said, I felt a little bad going up to the mountains when like I knew it wasn't even gonna be that hot of an afternoon here. Usually that's like a get out of the heat move that we do in the summer.
Yeah, I just looked it up. So that you're right. That little main street looks dope.
Yeah, dude. It's cool. Idle Wild's the first stop on the PCT, and Leavenworth is
No kidding.
also a stop on the PCT. So
Oh, well,
like,
I'm sure we have somebody that's done both.
yeah, no, it's very similar. I actually wore my Globo Gym Purple Cobra shirt that I got in Leavenworth to Idle Wild, and I was like, look at this. Like, I haven't done the PCT, but I've kind of bookended it, like by
I know
car.
the trail.
Yeah.
All right, well, awesome. Yeah, we'll be back next week. I think Cobb will be here, but you know, if not, Matt and I'll get it done. I'm gonna go see Morgan Wallen this weekend.
Oh, that's odd. Is he playing Lumen?
Lumen, yeah.
Good
So
for him.
pretty excited. And again, my buddy is his main caterer, so Friday night I'll be backstage.
Dude. Oh,
I
that's so sick.
know, right? Then Saturday night I'm just going to watch, because I'm like, yeah.
At first I thought you were throwing the bat signal out to our listeners. Like, if you're there, look for me. Like, I'll be backstage. Don't even bother.
Yeah, Saturday night though, you'll see me. I'll be down there early, probably drinking at Sluggers. But Friday night, I'm hoofing it down after work, and I'm gonna be backstage meeting people, hopefully.
Yes. That's so awesome, dude. Have so much fun.
Man. All right, well, yeah, good cast. Remember, if things get stinky, call Pinkies. for all your plumbing needs. But for FCTP, I'm the Ted Smith. This is the podcast. Cheers.